Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
The political team that helped Scott Brown stage a stunning victory in Massachusetts' U.S. Senate election in January is hoping to apply that strategy in other races later this year, and they're starting with another Kennedy seat. In Rhode Island, the Shawmut Group is helping Republican candidate John Laughlin in his campaign to replace Congressman Patrick Kennedy, who's retiring. To find out whether the so-called Brown model might work elsewhere and whether it can be adapted, we spoke with Mike Allen, senior White House correspondent for the politics-focused website Politico. What specifically do you think the Shawmut Group, which worked for Brown here, can try to recreate in these other races?
Well, one of the biggest ones is you have to take a chance. Going against Patrick Kennedy is another very long shot, but they showed in Massachusetts that with enough aggressiveness and in an inviting environment, you can pull off miracles. Another lesson is stealth works. Very little attention was paid to Scott Brown and the grassroots army that he was gearing up. The money that was massing behind him, the resources that were coming in.
Is the timing right for all of this?
It could not be more inviting at a time when people don't like Washington, don't like dynasties. The idea of something fresh coming in is tailor-made. And what we're going to see in November and in a couple of elections leading up to it is very surprising wins. And that's why Republicans are placing big bets in places like Rhode Island that they normally would have forsaken. The Shawmut Group right now is seen as the catalyst for surprises.
Let's talk specifically about that congressional race in Rhode Island for the retiring Patrick Kennedy's seat. Like Scott Brown, John Laughlin, the Republican candidate, is a state lawmaker and a longtime member of the National Guard. And on some issues, he sounds very much like Brown. Maybe some would say too much like Brown. To demonstrate, let's hear a couple of sound bites. First, here is Scott Brown during a campaign debate back in January in Massachusetts explaining why he's opposed to trying accused terrorists in civilian courts.
I think they should be treated as enemy combatants. They should be interrogated pursuant to the laws of our land. Take Khalid Sheikh Mohammed. We're giving him constitutional rights. He's taking the Fifth. And instead of us getting information from him, he's getting information from us.
And now here's John Laughlin on the same subject during his campaign announcement speech.
We must treat our adversaries for what they are, not as ordinary criminals, but as enemies in wartime.
Yeah.
That means military justice, not civilian court trials where they're granted the right to remain silent. When it comes to terrorists, we should be getting information from them, not the other way around.
That, Mike Allen, is as pretty close to verbatim as you can get in a political campaign. Do you think the strategy is to not just replicate the Brown campaign model, but to clone Scott Brown himself in these other races?
Well, you're not going to clone the Scott Brown magic, but, Bob, we do see a cookie-cutter effect now that races are so consultant-driven. These big consulting firms, including the Shawmut Group, have a stable of candidates, and they give similar advice, which only makes sense. You're not going to give your A-grade advice to one candidate and your B-grade advice to another. So with Scott Brown, people are going to see that his message worked, and his message worked on hostile terrain.
In the Scott Brown win here in Massachusetts, independents got a lot of credit because Scott Brown attracted a lot of independent or unenrolled voters to his side on Election Day. Will it be hard to recreate that kind of political upset elsewhere in a state without a huge block of independent voters, motivated independent voters?
No, I think that that's a very astute point, but what Republicans are hoping is that they're going to be able to grow that block, that they're going to be able to peel away some soft Democrats. We can see that Republicans are going to be trying to reach out to Democrats who decide that Obama really isn't what they thought.
Mike, let's talk about Mitt Romney. The Shawmut Group is headed by a couple of people who used to work as aides to the former Massachusetts governor and worked on his presidential campaign in 2008, those aides being Eric Fernstrom and Peter Flaherty. And I'm wondering, do you think that their work in this congressional cycle is a warm-up for the main event, another run by Romney in 2012?
Well, Governor Romney is so well known that, of course, he's going to be a unique candidacy. But he goes into the presidential race very strong. I can tell you, Bob, the West Wing expects that barring some change, he will be their opponent. Karl Rove told me in an interview that he expects at the moment that you have to say that Governor Romney is the favorite, because Republicans do tend to give the person who was strongest last time another chance. Governor Romney, based on the advice of Eric and Peter, has kept his head down during the last year, has been careful not to get out there looking too extreme on one side or the other. Whether he is publicly visible or we're not seeing him, he's working full-time on the race. He'll tell you that he's out there working for Republicans in 2010. Sure, that's what they always tell you, but these Republicans are already jockeying for position, particularly Governor Romney and the current governor of Minnesota, Tim Pawlenty, both trying to jockey for space. They're the two most obvious candidates at this point. Who knows what Sarah Palin plans, but we don't expect her to be the nominee.
Mike Allen, senior White House correspondent for Politico, thanks a lot for speaking to Morning Edition.
Bob, thanks for having us on.